This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Broadway icon John Cameron Mitchell channels the essence of his glam rock icon, Hedwig and the Angry Inch, for one night only at Arts Centre Melbourne this July. So put on some makeup, turn up the A-track and pull the wig down from the shelf. John Cameron Mitchell, July 10 at Arts Centre Melbourne. Book now. Joy sponsor.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
What started out in 2014 as a celebration match between traditional rivals Yarra Glen and Yarra Junction has turned into a strong symbol for inclusion in Australia's favourite sport right across Victoria. Now, there are a range of Pride Cup games that are held throughout the state and are spreading around the nation. At the Shepparton Pride Cup, the founder of the cup, Jason Ball, reflected on what it means to see inclusion and diversity spread through regional communities through sport.
It was 6 years ago today that I shared my story to the media about what it was like to be gay and play football. What it was like to be in the closet, what it was like to hear homophobic language, what it was like to feel like I had to choose between being myself and playing the game that I loved. And I did that in the hope that it would drive some change within the AFL, so that players and fans and volunteers knew that they didn't have to choose between being themselves and playing the game that I loved. And when I finally did come out to my teammates at Yarra Glen, not only were all of the fears that I had about how they were going to react, they weren't realised, but never could I have imagined that they would stand by my side in the way that they did, and together that we would create back in 2014 the first Pride Cup, where we decided to paint our 50 metre line rainbow and create rainbow jumpers for both of the teams. And for me, what was so special about that game was how the whole community of Yarra Glen got on board. The local men's shed created rainbow panels and they were displayed in the main street of Yarra Glen on the weekend. We worked in partnership with the AFL and the Victorian Equal Opportunity and Human Rights Commission to create the first ever education program designed for players and coaches to help them challenge homophobia, so that more LGBTI people can access the health and wellbeing benefits that come from community sport. And it was an honour to come and speak to the players at Shepparton and Maroochydore to share that message and really understand that they are leaders in their community, and we want them to be empowered to have the conversations that will inevitably come up because of their involvement in this day. We want them to understand the symbolism of the rainbow, what it means, what are the challenges that LGBTI people face when it comes to participating in sport, and the role that they can play to make those cultures and those environments more inclusive and welcoming. And when you think about the symbolism of the rainbow, imagine, you know, if you're walking down the street and you see someone wearing your AFL footy team's colours, you know, that's Collingwood, as it is for me, or whoever, you know, that instant feeling of recognition, of belonging, of being part of a community. To LGBTI people, that's what the rainbow represents. And for that symbol of acceptance and understanding and belonging to be shown on a game of country football or a game of AFL football at a national level, it's a message of acceptance coming from a place where historically we have expected or experienced it at least, which makes it incredibly, incredibly powerful. So I want to say a huge thank you to, on behalf of the LGBTI community, to Shepparton, to Maroochydore, to the Golden Bay Football League, for what you're doing today. Make no mistake, it has a huge impact far beyond the walls of this club rooms. No other event has put LGBTI people, those rainbow colours and allies, into regional media quite like these events. Football clubs, you are the heart of your communities, and when you show leadership on this event, it has the power to create ripple effects and change hearts and minds. And when you look out this afternoon at that rainbow 50 metre line and the players proudly wearing those rainbow jumpers, you know, it becomes something so much more than a game of football. Imagine it through the eyes of a 12-year-old kid from Shepparton who might be struggling to come to terms with who they are. To know that it's okay in football, it's a message of hope. That's what you guys have given to your community, and I hope you feel as proud of your football club, your football clubs, and your league as I do, It's an absolute honour to be here today in Shepparton, and indeed there is a game also happening on the complete opposite end of the state. In Hamilton, we've seen games in Gippsland, in Kew, in Geelong, and next year in Daylesford, which we're looking forward to. And through the creation of a new organisation, Pride Cup Australia, we are aiming to create resources and how-to guides to empower more local clubs to do games like this, because we know they have a huge impact, and we're only just scratching the surface of what's possible if we can get more clubs on board. And so keep an eye out for that. We were really proud, and I just want to acknowledge Damien as I close, because we included Damien in the promo video of what it means to have a Pride Cup. And we didn't just include a picture of him. We had him, and we had his husband, and we had their baby, and they kissed in the video. And we had it shown on the big screen at Etihad Stadium. And for us, this was really intentional, because that visibility is important. That visibility is a signal to other kids and other people in the community that it's okay. And for that signal to be coming from football, I think it's just the most powerful place, in a place like Australia, where so much of our cultural life is viewed through sport.
That was Jason Ball, founder of the Pride Cup.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.